terms and conditions.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
3, 2, 1, boom.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Number two, Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in the Priority One Security Studios. Blue Ridge Security is now Priority One. They just merged, and it makes Priority One the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina. They're one of the top 25 security integrators in the country. They're in 18 different states. They are local. They are amazing. Family owned and operated. Their focus is in our communities here. They've got a service-first pledge, no false alarm guarantee, a satisfaction guarantee. The products are super-duper affordable. It's unbelievable how affordable they are. They get you the video alarm system, the Total Control app service. They've got that doorbell function. It is unbelievable. The amount of things that you can do with Priority One at your fingertips. Headquartered in the upstate, residential, commercial, industrial divisions. Priority One Security keeps us safe and sound inside our studios. Before we get to Hater Hotline, Clemson's a 40-point favorite over Kent State. And I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. If you want to take the Tigers minus the 40, there is a reason for it, folks. I can back you up on that. You know how I love these projection machines? The S&P Plus adjusted number is 55 points for the game. 55. Clemson's favored by 55 by analytics. 55. Take the 40. And in Michigan and Florida, I would take the under in Michigan, Florida. I can't believe all 16 picked Michigan. Nobody went with Florida. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in a second. Hater Hotline brought to you by Bennett Equipment and Supply. If you need to rent it, rent it from Bennett. We love Eddie Bennett and our friends at Bennett Equipment and Supply. Transitioning to a new place in Seneca. So we love that. Hate away, haters.
Are you hating? Ready to strike out and let your voice be heard? Here's your chance to shine and vent.
And on that day, Dabo said to Pharaoh, "Behold, my people are set free."
Haters gonna hate, and this is where it goes down. Where cock flopping is celebrated, and Peppermint Patty has a target on her back.
Peppermint Patty, get your ass to the kitchen. They shall be hungry, want some apple pie.
The Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049.
Our coaches are getting hired, and your coaches are getting fired.
The Hater Hotline.
The most electrifying program in the Palmetto State has risen again.
So bring it.
The Hater Hotline, brought to you by Bennett Equipment. Let the hating begin. Now.
My name is Kent Golden, and I just had a voicemail left on my cell phone saying that because my name's Kent Golden, that I qualify to play wide receiver for the Kent State Golden Flashes, and I'm supposed to show up at your stadium there Saturday before noon. So I'll just try and get directions to where that is there and try to understand what a wide receiver is. So, if you could call me back, that'd be great.
Hope you get there safely, Kent.
All right, let's go ahead and get started on the SEC. You know, you got Mr. Fonbine there who, you know, gave us a lot of praises last year. And I seem to think that maybe ESPN wasn't happy about that. So, he had to make the comment about us being crazy fans. Well, I got news for the SEC this year, baby. Not only are the Tigers going to kick butt, but also I believe Florida State's going to whoop up on Bama, and I believe NC State's going to give them Gamecocks the worst whooping they've had in 20 years. And guess what, baby? It's not over for the ACC. We're going to run it. We're going to run it for the next 10 years. Are you ready for some football, baby? The Tigers are going back. The Tigers are going back. Woo! Let's go, baby.
Confidence exuding there. Nice.
Oh, William Quackenbush.
Yes.
Miss Kelly. It is the one and only American dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby. And I'm telling you what, it's amazing to feel like what is going to be down in Death Valley tomorrow is my Clemson Tigers, your Clemson Tigers, America's Clemson Tigers are going to get it on with the Kent State people. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what, we're coming off this national championship, and it's going to be electric, baby. It's going to be more electric than when I was in the Greater Mecca Bash with the Little Barbie Flair. It's going to be all day, every day, and you can cut it with a knife. And I tell you, it's going to be so amazing. Can't wait to see the crowd. And I tell you what, Quackenbush, I tell you, it's going to be amazing. I just know it's going to be amazing. Oh, let's go see Tigers.
It is going to be amazing. I agree.
You know he did not know Kent State's mascot for sure.
The Kent State people?
The Kent State people.
Who? What is their mascot?
The Golden Flashes.
Well, I know that, but I mean...
But what the heck
who,
is that?
Who? This is going to sound bad. Who cares? Besides Lou Holtz, who cares?
I agree.
Are you hating?
No, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, there we go.
We're back.
We're back on
this
track.
This is my first time.
We're back on track.
Dealing with
this.
The hater
hotline. There we go.
This is a poem as read by Thirsty. 'Twas the night before the season, and all through UGA, players were resting and reviewing their plays. Their jerseys were hung in the lockers with care in hopes that victory would soon be there. The fans were nestled all snug in their bed, while Mountain Dew-fueled barking danced in their heads. And Ugga in his crate and Kirby in his visor had just settled down with his moisturizer. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, Kirby sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. With a loud crash and a bam, up jumped a dude named Tyler Lamb. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Sony sucks, Chubb sucks, and Ethan can't play. Kirby has the haircut of an awkward third grader, so UGA.
Oh, wow. All right. Nice ending.
Welcome in, friends. This is the Reverend Gamecock. My brothers and sisters, the good book tells us that those who wait on the Lord will receive their reward. And bless God, our time is at hand. Ha! When you see the Twitter faces and the Insta books covered with the Bammers and the Florida State and the Pickens County doing battling with the Kent County High School Fighting Flyers, we know football is back. Ha! Now, my feathered fighters, or as I like to call them, God's team, have been in the wilderness. But brothers and sisters, do not despair, for our burning bush lies in the Queen City. The book of Exodus, chapter 11 and verse 7 tells us, but against any of these sons of Israel, a dog will not even bark. And these Dave Doran dogs are no different, friends. Gamecock win as we rise up on the wings of Bentley. Friends, if you haven't already, I want to invite you to join us at the First Fellowship of Football Fan Tabernacle, where we'll be holding revival meetings starting tonight, running through Monday. I want to remind everyone out there who's lost and wandering that the straight way is the garnet way. And don't go orange so you don't burn. Amen.
I feel something. I know that's a ghost, but I feel something.
We just won the Magic, beat the Tide and all the rest.
Good start.
They all seem to doubt us, but we prove that we're the best. Now we got two, and that's two more than the Cox will ever see. You can take that to the bank, he'll never be. Deshaun was hotter than a $2 pistol. He was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. He turned every head in town. He was built to run and pass his son. We're glad that he dropped in. He reminds me of the ones from way back when.
That was beautiful.
That was great.
Hey, this is Jake Bentley.
Hey, Jake.
Quarterback at the University of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Who?
I'm calling for your opening as the proactive national spokesman for the acne treatment company. And basically my story is that, you know, I've dealt with acne since I hit puberty at the very young age of 18 years old. And, you know, I've always had guys teasing me, joshing me, just being bullies, really. Basically, you know, the tipping point for me, I was on a recruiting trip and I met my hero, Connor Shaw, who I just had the biggest crush on at the time, at number 14. And, you know, even my hero was calling me names, asking me why I had these big, bulging red lumps all over my head. And, you know, I remember crying to my mom that night. She was trying to comfort me. She said, "Jake, nobody can barely notice those pimples. They're not, if they're even noticeable at all."
Hi, this is Carolina Kyle, and I just want to tell all you Clemson fans that Musk Champ's going to build this thing into a winner, and there's no way you're going to stay on top. Hold on a second. I'm watching the Trevor Lawrence highlights. Okay. Never mind.
Well, Kelly.
Yes.
Clemson Grandpa the Third here.
Nice.
Just wanted to sum up the situation for the Gamecock people. The reason that people are picking NC State to beat them on Saturday could very well be summed up in two words. Because you suck! Suck, 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 suck with a capital S. Clemson Grandpa the Third out.
Thank you, Clemson Grandpa, for using your full name.
Hey there, this is Mr. Peppermint Patty, and I just want you... Oh, God, hold on, she's coming. Hold on. Don't say nothing. Hold on. Okay, she's gone. Listen, I don't know what in the heck she does calls them shows. She is a Clemson fan. Like, she knows that she pulls for Clemson, and she calls and asks why she's a Carolina fan when her whole family is a Clemson fan. Like, I don't get it. She's a liar. Oh, wait a minute. She's coming. Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I took out the trash. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'll fill your car up later. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, guys, I gotta go. She is really mad right now. I don't know why. I'm out. Mr. Peppermint Patty.
Well, marital bliss.
It's the Patty everybody's house. Favorite lady, Peppermint Patty.
Yes.
Is back. By the way, are y'all sure that Clemson won the national championship last year? Because every time I turn on the TV, all I see and hear about is Bama. I mean, let's be real. Your game tomorrow is just a cupcake matchup. You're really going to be exposed next Saturday against Auburn. I hope you've enjoyed your little run, because we all know what goes up must come down. Oh, and also, just in case you didn't know, this year is the year of the rooster. So get ready, folks. The Gamecocks are getting ready to crow. Clemson sucks. Go Cocks.
You know, South Carolina knows a lot about gravity. They know a lot about what comes down. And not a whole lot of going up, but what that comes down part is, that's quite something, isn't it? Thanks, Patty.
That was so good. That was a great really hater hotline to get started.
Thanks so much, everybody who got in. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about after this weekend. If NC State beat South Carolina by two touchdowns, like I said, like we've sort of been talking about, then I'm sure it's going to be full. If Kelly Bryant looks better than JT Barrett, then we're going to have a lot of that on the hater hotline. And if Georgia loses to App State, don't even bother calling after Sunday, because it's going to be full and people are going to be ragging Georgia like crazy.
But Thirsty can call us with another UGA poem if you want.
I really enjoyed that.
Thirsty is hilarious.
I mean, it really ended with a bang. It was kind of like...
With a bleep.
It was kind of like scratching a record. You know? He was going, he had a rhythm, and then he just talked about everyone sucks, and then he basically just got tired and was like, bleep Georgia.
Also, I do appreciate Clemson Grandpa the Third getting in.
Use your full name.
Please use your full name.
That reminds me of a text that we got, and I just need to read it because it goes so well with our first segment today. David, the 17th from Seneca, says, "Always enjoy Brett Freelander, the 7th's insights. He always brings some good information from all the local squads."
He does.
So thank you. I appreciate that. We on this show, we enjoy, if you are the 3rd, 4th, 5th, et cetera, of your kind, then we enjoy you letting us know that. So if you're calling in, if you want to be a number, you be a number, man. JT Barrett can do it. It's good for everybody.
The call, though, with the most hate on the hater hotline today had to have been Jake Billings.
The proactive.
That was so bad.
His man crush on Connor Shaw.
His hero, his idol, Connor Shaw.
That was amazing. That was really fun. Great job, everybody. Thanks to Bennett Equipment and Supply for sponsoring our hotline. Next week, 105, we'll come back with more.
And Ben Milstead for putting it together.
Yes. What a Herculean effort from Ben Milstead splicing that together for us. We appreciate that. All right, short break. We'll go to the phones, we'll go to the text line, we'll go to Twitter, and we'll go through some of these matchups. There's not a whole lot more we can say about Clemson. The Michigan-Florida game, nobody picked Florida in this game, but the spread is very small. Why is no one pulling the trigger on Florida? We'll discuss that matchup and more coming up next. Stay with us, more Out of Bounds in a moment.
Here at WCCP 105.5 The Roar, we are all heartbroken by the disaster in the U.S. Gulf Coast region caused by Hurricane Harvey. Join us in keeping the victims and relief personnel in your thoughts and prayers in the difficult days to come. On our website, WCCPFM.com, you will find a list of relief organizations already active in the affected area. Donations of many types are earnestly being sought right now. Thank you. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
Between prying the kids out of bed and bribing your six-year-old to brush your teeth, you could say the morning routine can be a bit chaotic. But with Michelin tires, you can enjoy a little peace of mind on the way to school. From August 23rd to September 17th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. See your friends at Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley for this terrific offer.
See MichelinMan.com for details. Offer expires September 17th, 2017. Void where prohibited.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King at 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Trade up to the Maserati of SUVs at Maserati Greenville. The Maserati Levante is in its element everywhere, inspiring your driving experience with precise handling and inspirational performance. Prioritize comfort while assuming a more sporty SUV character. The Maserati Levante has unsurpassed luxury and craftsmanship that dominates even the most formidable weather, all starting in the low 70s. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mall.
Randy Strickland and Greg Wells of Kiwi Financial Group have been serving the upstate for almost 60 years. They take pride in building successful investment, insurance, and retirement strategies to ensure financial peace of mind for you, your family, and your business. As independent advisors, they're not bound by expensive proprietary plans, but they can offer you successful strategies and options that suit your financial goals. Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043 or go online at kiwifg.com.
At Tri-County Attractions Book, we are here to help you fundraise the easy way. Let us help your next fundraiser go to the next level with $4,000 worth of coupons to your favorite local restaurants and retailers. 50% of profits on all books you sell comes back to the organization. That's right, 50%. There is no money up front. Pay for what you sell and return the rest. Call 752-7383 or email cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. And don't forget to mention the Roar for your special group fundraiser incentive.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The first day of September 2017. High school football tonight. Daniel Seneca in Pickens County here. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kickoff with the Lions and Bobcats. Both teams sitting at 1-1 on the season. So this is a pivotal game for both. Seneca without its best player tonight, which should be kind of interesting. Because you know good and well that in high school football, having players available is like the whole ball game. You know, you're two or three playmakers. If they're available, then you're good to go. But big injury last week, and so tune in tonight to find out how they adjust.
Will you be wearing your Daniel Blue?
No.
Somewhere I'm not obviously as your, you know, complete outer garment here, but maybe just a little shirt under the collared shirt or Daniel Blue socks or something, because I know you're loyal.
I do love my alma mater, and I really do. Like, I try to get back. I got my high school reunion coming up in, like, 5 or 6 weeks. So, like, I love my people. But my brother also...
Oh, that's right.
...coaches for Seneca.
And you're a professional.
And I'm trying to be professional. I'm just trying to do a good job with the broadcast. So... You know,
but it wouldn't hurt you to see Daniel pull out a dub.
Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna be mad. Seneca, you know, like Daniel destroyed Seneca last year. Seneca got shut out by Daniel last year, so there's a bit of revenge there. That was a game when Will Sweeney got interviewed, and Dabo and Kathleen were out there, like after everybody left, basically being proud mamas and dad, like videoing their sons. Right. Shannon Somerville from Fox Carolina had Will on. That was pretty cool. He caught a couple touchdowns.
Well, and Galloway's hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For Seneca.
You got the best player on Seneca's out. So, and Daniel's got a new offense that looked pretty good in week one against Berkeley and not as great last week against Easley. So, we'll see how it all plays out tonight.
Quack, you do know that I can't support Daniel, though, for one main reason, right?
Why is that?
That color. You know, I can't.
The blue?
I just can't.
Really?
It's not necessarily grown men, because they're high schoolers, but men playing sports in baby blue, and I just don't support it ever. So
really?
I apologize, but go Cats.
What if the Spurs came out with like an alternate uniform?
They would never.
What if the Cowboys came out with powder blue?
No, the Cowboys wear the beautiful blue.
Doesn't Texas women's basketball have like a light blue with the orange? Tennessee has it. Dang it.
But I don't think they wear it anymore.
They don't.
But I'm not a Tennessee fan.
They don't.
Ugh. Just saying.
All right, so let's go to the Michigan game. We just got this text. Tim from Pendleton says, what are the odds are more defensive touchdowns than offense in the Florida-Michigan game? Depending on where you look, you can find this line at various places. I won't get into the spread right now. The over-under is 43. That's a pretty low number. I would take the under. I don't think Florida's scoring more than 10 in this game. Florida's playmakers on offense are all out. They're suspended for either basically the student version of credit card fraud or marijuana or both. They have 10 players out for this game. Felipe Franks is a first-time starter, going up against a defense. Yeah, they lost everybody, but they got a bunch of players back. I don't understand for the life of me how Florida's supposed to score.
For me, it's not that I'm so high on Michigan. It's that I'm just not high on either team. And so when it comes down to it, I guess I pick Harbaugh over McElwain.
Yeah.
And I pick non-suspended players over suspended players. Florida has 10 guys out due to suspensions. And arguably their two best players in Antonio Callaway and the running back, Scarlett. I mean, they're both gone. And Felipe Franks is starting, but McElwain has pretty much said he's going to play all of them. So I don't even know who's starting, who's playing for them. Del Rio, Malik Zaire, Felipe Franks. We know Franks is getting the start, but it's going to be kind of a quarterback carousel, I think, for Florida. And Wilton Spate, he's no barn burner. He's not great, but I know what I'm going to get. He's solid. And so that's why I'm going with Michigan.
Are you concerned or surprised that nobody picked Florida?
I'm not surprised, and it is weird, though. I mean, because Florida, look, this is a matchup of two top 20 teams. So you would think, common sense says, oh, a few people will pick Florida. But I think that the suspensions just became too much for someone to go with Florida. There's really, give me one reason you'd go with Florida.
There's got to be some money going to Florida, though, because, well, and sure. I guess Michigan has no returning starters. So you look at that and go, yeah. Okay,
so
maybe they're even.
Is that your reason? Is that your reason? Like, that's that the one reason it. To go with Florida, is that Michigan lost everybody. But also, this was two different programs at the time, I would say, but 2 years ago, these two teams played in the Citrus Bowl, and Michigan killed Florida. So you do have that image, I would say, still in your mind. I think it was 41-7. And you think of how Florida played in their bowl game when they, they did beat Iowa. Okay, that's fine. But how they played against Bama, how they played against Florida State. I can't get that Florida State game out of my mind either. They were horrendous offensively.
If you look at analytics, just regardless of the, you know, regardless of the 10 that are out, if you look at analytics, this game's supposed to be close. It's closer than 5. So if you just don't know or don't care about Florida's suspensions, maybe, or, you know, don't realize what type of impact those particular players have, or many of them, then you could find plenty of, like, I'm looking right now at some numbers that indicate that Florida is covering the spread at every turn, covering that five, making a field goal game, or maybe going to win it. FPI has it 50.5 to 49.5 in favor of Michigan.
Wow, that's close.
10 players, I mean, think about it. That's like 12% of your scholarship allotment.
And it's not just 10 players. It's some of their best players.
Your weapons offensively, yeah, at receiver for a team that didn't have great receivers anyway.
And
you know?
Jordan Scarlett, who is going to be, you know, your number one guy.
Bingo.
To hand the ball off to. And you'd like Felipe Franks or whoever's starting for Florida or whoever's going to play for Florida to have a security blanket that he can kind of give the ball to and let him pick up some yards. And that guy's suspended now, too.
We'll get to some of these other games in a second. I want to go back to the phones. James and Anderson is up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, James.
Hey, Qual. How y'all doing today, man?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Fine. Listen, I got a couple things I want to ask you, and I'll take a response off there. Number one, do you think Ohio State is a number two team in the country? And number two, I know tomorrow's not going to be no good measuring stick to find out what kind of team we really got. But next week is going to really define who Clemson really is. What do you think about that? I'll take it off there.
Thanks, James. We appreciate it. To question one, I don't think Ohio State's the number two team in the country. That second half was pretty impressive, though. Indiana was up 14-13. Ohio State took the lead. Indiana came right back, went up 21-20. You thought we were in for a 60-minute game. And then they scored, 28 unanswered to close the thing down? 29 unanswered to close the thing down. It was impressive what they did in the second half.
I guess the bottom line is, what do we really think of Indiana, right? I mean, how good are they really? You think they're about a 7-5 team. I would agree with that. Obviously, Cobbs is a very, very talented wide receiver. And Lego, Richard isn't terrible. Okay. Now, my thing with Indiana is once they got up early and once Ohio State stayed around in that first half, we all knew what was going to happen. I mean, that was just textbook. Ohio
State
was
going to
pull away.
Game.
They could not compete physically with Ohio State for 60 minutes. So I guess if you think Indiana's 7-5, in the end, Ohio State beats them by, you know, over 20, it's a nice win. And you don't think too much about what Ohio State did. The first half, though, was rough. And it's hard for me not to at least put some stock in how Ohio State struggled to score early. And their secondary didn't look too good against Cobbs. But in the end, Ohio State did what they were supposed to do. Did you hear Kirk Herbstreit's comments last night when he said that Indiana's QB and wide receivers were the best that Ohio State would face all year? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Now, first of all, if that's true, which it seems a little, you know, a little crazy to say that just right off the bat, what does that say about the Big Ten?
Well, it says what we know, and that's a quarterback play and offensive skill in the Big Ten is wanting.
Well, if that's the best quarterback they're going to face all year, then heck, Ohio State's going 12-0 because no one better than Richard Legault, or I just like saying his
combination.
Like that, you're not going to play anyone better than that. You're playing Baker Mayfield next week, so maybe Kirk Herbstreit forgot about OU and he was just talking conference opponents.
I think it's a combination, and I do think he's thinking more conference than Baker. But I don't think he reasonably considered Baker Mayfield and the stable of receivers at Oklahoma as less than what Indiana brought to the table. But look at who Michigan's got. Yes, we say a lot of stuff about Richard Legault, whatever, but, I mean, do you really take Wilton Spate over him? Would you really take Michigan State's situation over him? I'm just looking in their division. Now, probably Penn State. I mean, Trace McSorley and a couple of those speedsters there, he probably wasn't thinking about that.
Well, what was he? It was just a very kind of crazy statement to make.
Here's why I don't think Ohio State's number two. Because Ohio State's going to have a nice year relative to the Big Ten. But it's because of the speed difference. If you look at who Ohio State recruits and where Ohio State recruits, it has a speed advantage on every team on its schedule. It has an athleticism advantage on every team on its schedule. That's just the way the thing sets up because they recruit the South and because of how Urban Meyer populates his team. Sometimes it hurts him when they don't have guys to go down the field. Sometimes it hurts him when they don't have tall receivers. But at the end of the day, he's going to get fast guys. He's going to put speed on the field on both sides of the ball. The Big Ten is not a speed conference. So my thing is, even if you think Ohio State's going 11-1, that doesn't make them second in the country because I don't think they are tested athletically on a week-in, week-out basis. If you're tested athletically by Indiana, you could be tested by most of the ACC and most of the SEC and most of the Pac-12 and most of the Big 12. I just think athletically, the Big Ten doesn't have playmakers that will test Ohio State. So when they get off the bus, they're going to have an athletic edge, a decided athletic edge, in more than half of their games this season, other than maybe two or three. And they had an edge last night on Indiana, and even then, it took them a while to kind of pull away from a team that certainly looked good for their first couple series, but after that, Indiana wasn't exactly firing on all cylinders.
Let me ask you this then. The past two teams that have made the playoff out of the Big Ten lived up to your theory you just said. They did not have the overall team speed to compete. Michigan State in 15, and then Ohio State last year. Now, the 2014 Ohio State team, how do you explain that? Yes, they had Ezekiel Elliott, right, who is fast as heck and was the best running back in the country. Is that an anomaly? I mean, was the overall, and their defense was very good in 14 as well. That's my question. Will Ohio State, can they get back to what they were in 14, or is for some reason, is that not coming back?
They could get back to where they were in 14. I think it's matchup-based for them. I'm just saying, I don't think that just because they're going to go 11-1, we just vault them up to 2 in our mind. We can in the rankings, because the rankings I don't think are necessarily who's the best team. Because the best team could be 8-4 and just play a really tough schedule with bad matchups and a bad time or whatever.
Right. Well, my point is, if we're just saying 11-1 in the Big Ten should not be treated as such, then how do we explain the 2014 Ohio State team?
What was the difference? Well, the difference is they got good matchups and they got hot at the right time.
I mean, they beat Alabama. I don't understand how good of a matchup that is. That seems like a terrible matchup.
Alabama,
in terms of team speed.
That Alabama team wasn't elite like the last couple Alabama teams have been. That team was not that level, I don't think.
Okay.
A lot of their team was young. I mean, think about all the guys that left early for the NFL. After the last season, they were freshmen on that 2014 team.
It's just hard for me to believe that Ohio State's overall team speed has gone down so much in the past 2 years. I don't know the answer. I'm confused. That's why I'm posing the question.
It's not that it's gone down. I don't think it's gone down. I think their team speed is fine. I just think when they play other teams that challenge them.
So the others' team speeds have gone up then.
I think around the country, athletically, there are a few teams that are just as athletic, if not more so than Ohio State, and are more frequently challenged in that way. So Ohio State last year, I think one of the reasons why Clemson shut them out, we'll go back to the phones here before our next break. I think one of the reasons why Clemson had success and shut them out was because Ohio State didn't have to sort of put the pedal to the metal to be able to score and win games in the Big Ten. They didn't have to because they had an athletic edge. To me, a team like Clemson, who had to put the pedal to the metal at Auburn, who had to put the pedal to the metal against Louisville, who had to put the pedal to the metal against NC State, who had to put the pedal to the metal against Pittsburgh and against Virginia Tech, they were all tested in that way. So when you make a team like Ohio State win without just using its innate athleticism, it's going to lose. My concern with Ohio State is the same thing it is every year, and the same thing it is for every Big Ten team, that if you meet an athletic challenge, if you meet some resistance athletically, how can you respond if you haven't had to respond to that all year long? And other than Oklahoma, who didn't play well in the matchup, there wasn't a team on Ohio State's schedule athletically that did that, other than maybe Michigan. That would be
maybe,
the other one.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe Penn State.
Well, and you play Oklahoma so early, too. And then you go play all these clunkers. And so you're just not ready. And part about Ohio State last year is that, like you said, Kwok, they didn't get to play. Well, they did play Penn State and they lost. But they just had time to sit there. They weren't in their Big Ten championship game. Whereas the other teams were playing some teams in their championships that did have, I would say, more speed. Maybe were just more prepared overall, because the last good team that Ohio State saw, I would say, was Michigan. But I mean, even you could say Michigan had team speed, but what was the final score in that game? It was less than 20.
Was it like it was like 27-24, wasn't it, in overtime or something?
It's just not playing Michigan, the style wise, does not prepare you to play Clemson.
No.
At all.
Will Vandenborg gets in with a good point. He says quarterback plays a big part. I mean, 3 years ago, you had Cardale Jones chuck the ball down the field. If you can't use speed vertically, then speed's not as effective horizontally. And Ohio State haven't been able to use it vertically, so that's another one.
But JT Barrett's a Heisman candidate.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and I got three heads. William and TR is up with us before our next break. What's up, William?
Is Urban Meyer just hate his running backs?
Does he hate his running backs? I don't know.
It just seems like every time he's got a great running back, he refuses to use them until it's, like, in his face obvious. Okay, well, my guy's getting 10 yards every time he touches the ball, but I don't want to run it. I'm going to keep trying to throw it here. I'm going to throw it here. And you get to the goal line, Dobbins carries him all the way down, and they throw the ball three times.
I didn't understand why they threw it so much. I think that was more just to see what Barry could do. Or, you know, in hindsight, it kind of feels like they were messing with Indiana a little bit. I know. But Dobbins, I mean, I think they knew that they could pound Indiana in the second half, and so they tried to win one way, and it didn't work, so they knew that they needed to win the other way.
Well, their game plan worked great. If they had an offensive line worth crap, they'd beat them.
Yeah, look, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I got to give them credit for adjusting. I mean, they made adjustments at halftime, and they, you know, I mean, Dobbins did carry the ball 29 times. They ran it 51 times and threw it 35. I think that's the winning formula for Ohio State. And you know what? Barrett, for as bad as he was at times, he still completed like 60% of his passes, and he threw no picks. So you got to give him credit for that, too.
Dobbins looked upset the other time that he carried him all the way down there, and they pulled him right at the goal line, stuck the other running back. He didn't look too happy about that.
And we talked about that, too. William, I appreciate the phone call. Good stuff.
Go Tigers.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much. Hey, that's a good point. There's also a good point we got on the text line that says his receivers really aren't that great either. Which, if you don't put good receivers with a quarterback, I mean, they can be fast all you want, but the guy gets off the over the top of the defense, drops the ball in his hands in the end zone.
Yeah, but JT Barrett also overthrew three of those.
He did overthrow some guys.
JT Barrett's not bad. I see him more, and people are going to be mad, I see him as a game manager. That's what I see JT Barrett as.
If Barrett didn't have Heisman hype, we would be impressed with his performance. But you expect certain things from your Heisman contenders, and he's not that.
He's fine. Is he going to win you a national championship? No.
No, he's not. Best leader in 10 years, though, to Tebow 2.0. Tebow the fourth, as it were. Short break. We'll come back. More Out of Bounds as we talk through these games in a moment.
The countdown is on. One day to Clemson Tiger football.
Deshaun Watson checks up under center. Takes a snap, goes to a knee, and there it is. Clemson takes the college football world for it here in 2016. They grasp the golden scepter.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
The Craft Stove Store and Patio Labor Day sale is now in progress, and we are paying the sales tax on everything we sell. All in-stock patio furniture is clearance sale priced, and you pay no sales tax. Now is the time to save on Weber grills, Big Green Eggs, gas fireplace logs, because we pay the sales tax on everything we sell. Labor Day sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Are you interested in a career transition to the HVAC industry? Carolina Heating Service has the answer for you. Installers, technicians, management, marketing, customer service reps, dispatchers, etc. Learn about all the different career paths the HVAC industry has to offer for you and what it takes to get started. Please join Carolina Heating Service on September 7th for an HVAC career seminar. Whether you're looking for a changing career or you're just getting started, the HVAC industry might be the key to your career success. It's a free seminar, and we'll provide the pizza. Please RSVP, too. See Caldwell at CarolinaHeating.net. We cannot wait to meet you. The HVAC industry is growing faster than the average careers, and this could be your chance to cash in on a great job. From installers to customer service, management to marketing, the HVAC field is waiting for you. Find out more at the HVAC Career Seminar, Thursday, September 7th, from 5:30 till 7, at Carolina Heating Service, 1326 Piedmont Highway in Piedmont.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your Daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Hope you're ready for the start of the Clemson football season tomorrow. There's been a lot of talk about who Clemson has lost from last year, but let's focus on who's back. Clemson has 9 players listed by various publications among the top 125 players in the country. 6 of those are on the defensive side of the ball. They include Dexter Lawrence, a unanimous freshman All-American selection last year. Dexter ranked by Sporting News as the 8th best player in the country. Right beside him is Christian Wilkins. Christian was a first-team All-American at defensive end last year, but moves back inside a defensive tackle, and ESPN rates Christian as the 8th best player in the good old U.S. of A. Cleland Farrell, a starter at defensive end, rated the 33rd best player by Sports Illustrated. Others on the defense include linebacker Kendall Joseph at number 73 by NFL.com and Sports Illustrated. Free safety Van Smith is number 116 by NFL.com, and quarterback Mark Fields comes in at 124, also by NFL.com. Offensively, Mitch Hyatt, the left tackle, listed as the 27th best player by NFL.com. Fellow offensive lineman, right guard Tyrone Crowder, made the NFL.com list at 125. And wide receiver Deion Kane, number 55 in the country, also by NFL.com. Football is here. Looking forward to it. This report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, we're bringing it back. Like JT brought sexy, we're bringing JT back. Oh, yeah. Man, that's what I'm talking about. The nothing says the start of football like Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake.
Like
absolutely. I haven't done this in so long. Got time, but I don't mind. Yeah, JT. Hey, hour two, Out of Bounds, continues. Oh, we've got some good, really good feedback on some of these games. Got some great picks. We did. I do want to make one correction. We actually just found this out. Like, we've been planning to go to Chick-fil-A on Monday, and then we're like, crap, we're off Monday. So actually, we're going to be at Chick-fil-A in Clemson on Wednesday, and then the following Monday.
Yes. For the record, just so everyone knows, the past couple weeks, there's been a lot going on.
A lot going on.
So sometimes mistakes happen, but Labor Day, everyone's off. Everyone's off on the station, and we hope that you guys get to take Labor Day off as well. Next week's going to be busy, though. Tuesday, Tiger Football Tuesday, we'll be over at the football facility doing the show there. Brad and Ben will be there as well from 9 to noon. Wednesday, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Then Thursday, we're at Southern Tide in Greenville. So mark your calendars, guys.
Basically,
we're on the road.
When I leave the station today, it'll be
you won't be coming back till next Friday.
Yeah, we're not going to be here. I will not be here for another week. So we got to figure out. I got to figure out what to do. And not seeing people, I love being here interacting with the people. What am I going to do?
And obviously, this week is awesome because it's game week, and we're pumped. Next week, though, Auburn week. Oh, we got to be on the road. We got to be out hanging out with the people.
Absolutely. So you can join us in any of those locations, except Tuesday. Don't come on Tuesday. You won't be able to get in.
We don't have the power to get you
in. That's right. But Wednesday, Chick-fil-A, Thursday, Southern Tide. You certainly could do that. This hour is brought to you by Harrys.com. Before, I thought this morning, I was like, should I shave this morning? Or will I need it more for this high school game? You know, it's going to be raining a little bit. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to take a couple extra hours. I'm going to get a nice, refreshing shave right before high school football, get that second win, and charge right into the ball game. And I think that was the right move. Kelly, you agree with that? You think that's the right move to save the shave, hashtag save the shave, for tonight's ball game instead of before the show?
I agree. Because you don't have to look good here.
Right.
You're not on TV or anything, and we've all seen you at your worst.
Correct. Yeah, when you go out and, you know, when you go out and impress
not
the flesh
that that's
people,
happening right now.
Obviously. Well, I didn't try Zara this morning, but I will try for tonight. Harrys.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the best shave on the market, period. End of discussion. It is the absolute best. There's nothing better. You can start with Harrys right now. Join the over 3 million guys that have made the switch, and a few females as well have made the switch for their legs. Handle, blades, lubricating strip trimmer blade, the gel, the travel blade cover at harrys.com/OOB. Totally free at harrys.com/OOB. That's harrys.com/OOB. Get the handle, the blade, the gel, and the travel blade cover. Don't wait. Just start it with Harrys today. Just cover the shipping cost. It's totally free at harrys.com/OOB.
By the way, Papa Gramlich really enjoying his Harrys set. He finally did it. He finally made the switch.
Wow.
He loves it.
How about that? I can't say I'm surprised, but I appreciate it.
Got him the forest green handle.
A big day today. It is pouring out rain right now.
Is it?
In fact, like in Seneca, it's pouring out rain. So like, it's coming this direction. There's some high winds and stuff. So people, like, be safe out there.
Quack, I really wish that you were broadcasting from the roof today.
No, that would be insane. No, I've done that with three lightning delays before we were live.
I'm glad you're indoors today. That's good.
Yes, thank you. Let's do this. In our last 5 minutes or so in this hour of the program, let's just go through the picks in the Pick'em Challenge. WCCP versus the world / media. And we're just going to tell you who everybody picked, and then we'll go through the games in just a little bit.
You can also find this on Twitter.
Yes.
At 105.5 The Roar. Check it out.
Love the graphic. I'll be following along all weekend long. Georgia App State, I was a little surprised that three people picked Appalachian State. Kelly Gramlich, Ramona Ellison, Alex Mamonakis.
Great company.
Right?
Ramona, who I love, and then Alex and I are probably the two youngest people in this thing. So
yeah,
really feeling great about the pick now.
I don't hate it. I feel about App State the way I felt about Indiana, though. Like for 60 minutes, I'm not sure they can win, but they can keep it real close, and I'm not sure about the spread because it's oscillating back and forth between 14.5 and 13.5. If it's 14.5, you take it. If it's 13.5, you probably stay away. If you're trying to take App State, that is a little bit of a bother for me.
I'm picking App State, and I'm not going back on it by any means. I am going to give out, we're each going to give out three spread picks in our final segment, the pick six, and one of them will include the App State Georgia game. However, will I be shocked if Georgia wins? No, of course not. Am I betting my life savings on App State winning? No, of course not. But when asked to pick the game, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go with App State. I have my reasons why. We went over those yesterday, and I went out on a limb.
You got to take some chances in these games. You got to take some chances. Like Ramona picking BYU over LSU.
Ramona taking a chance there.
Boy, you really like LSU in this game.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
I do.
I'm higher on LSU than maybe anybody at this station for this year. And yet, I think you're higher on LSU in this game than I am.
It feels very weird because you know I am not. You are much more of a kind of, for lack of a better term, LSU apologist than I.
Yes.
However, the things I love about this game, BYU looked horrendous against FCS Portland State in week one. I think LSU is going to dominate the lines of scrimmage, as they normally do in pretty much any game. I think Darius Geis is going to run roughshod over the Cougars. And I want to see what Matt Canada does. And I know you love Matt Canada.
Love
you kind of
Matt
brought
Canada.
Me onto the bandwagon. I think LSU's offense is going to look new and improved. Now, there's only so much you can do with Danny Etling. I agree. But I do think that LSU's offense is going to actually put up some points. And LSU can, I'll let you know my spread pick, but can beat BYU in a decent fashion.
The one thing about this is that BYU is not a weak sister school. It's not a weak sister school. And so if LSU is new and improved, we may not know it until they face a little bit easier opponent. And that's where that spread gives me a little bit of pause because I think they could win by 3 or 4 touchdowns. But if BYU comes in with a stout defense, which they generally have, it's late night, it's New Orleans, then maybe they could hold them down a little bit, you know, under 25 or 30 points. And if that's the case, then it's hard to cover a 2-touchdown spread if you're not scoring over 30.
That's one thing no one's talking about, too. They made this game into a home game. Hurricane Harvey turned this game into a virtual home game for LSU. It's not in Death Valley, but it's in New Orleans. It was going to be in Houston, where a lot of LSU fans either live or would commute to. But BYU had to change their whole plan now, and they got to go to New Orleans. And they pretty much turned it into a home site for LSU as well.
LSU, the S&P loves LSU by 4 touchdowns almost.
Whoa.
93.5% chance to win, according to the adjusted S&P. The FPI has LSU 91% chance of winning. Crazy. I didn't think it was going to be that much. West Virginia, Virginia Tech.
This one's
neutral
split.
Field. This one's split down the middle. We've got 6 Virginia Techs and 10 West Virginias. This is the first time that I'm in the minority on a pick. That I took Virginia Tech. Among the folks on the station, it's Ben, me, Walt, and Ramona taking Virginia Tech, Mickey, Zach, Brad, and you, West Virginia. In our next segment, we'll give reasons on both since we're split. The only two media members that took Virginia Tech with me were Alex and Daniel Shirley, Willie V, Grace, David Hood, Anna Hickey, Mark Dofer, and Matt Conley all picked West Virginia. UCLA, A&M, Georgia Tech, Tennessee, FSU, Bama. We'll talk more about those coming up in hour 3 as well. You can get in on the phones today, the Northern Communication phone lines. This hour of the program is brought to you by Tiger Sports Shop. If you're coming in, it's going to be raining probably. The weather's going to be bad, or it's going to look like it's about to be bad, or maybe it has just been bad, and so you're looking for somewhere to go and get some rain gear. I would encourage you to go get some game day rain gear, even if it's not for this week. You could be looking ahead to future weeks or future weeks and months. And get some great rain gear this week. Get an umbrella this week at Tiger Sports Shop. They got a million bajillion, we'll make up a number, shirts, hats, scarves, car bumper stickers, magnets, everything. Tumblers, sweatshirts, fleeces, pants, dresses, you name it, they got it. For every single Clemson fan. Highway 123 in downtown, two locations to serve you. Hour 3.